called one of my top buyers that I'm cool with, and I said, hey, I got a deal. I think you should look at it out. He's like, okay, let me check it out. Then I said, what would you pay for it? He told me his number. So I went back to the wholesaler and said, hey, this is where my buyer needs to be. I need my fee in there, but we can get it done in 7 days.
Sure.
He said, okay.
Yeah.
So an email that got sent to him that he looked at, he didn't take action on because first of all, he didn't know this guy because he was out of the market, but it took me in the relationship getting him to do it for me to make 10K in about 3 hours of work.
You are listening to another TTP Breakout with Brent Daniels on the Wholesale Hotline Podcast.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. Podcast. I'm your host, Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP, and this podcast is all about how to effectively talk to cash buyers. And this is so critical in this changing market that we understand what buyers are looking for, what prices they're paying for, and what areas they're looking to invest in. And I have the best person to break down exactly how to talk to these cash buyers. And that is Nathan Payne out of Salt Lake City. He's done over 200 deals in the last 4 years, over $2 million in wholesale assignment fees. And truly, I mean, you go live on Batch TV, that's on the right, YouTube channel, and you're calling real estate agents. You're talking to cash buyers. You're going there and building relationships and rapport very, very quickly. So first of all, welcome.
Hey, appreciate the honor to be here. It's an honor.
So let's get into this. The cash buyers right now, and I love this. You know, something that I've talked about for the last couple years is this, Nathan. We've been able to abuse buyers. We could lock up anything and put it in front of them at ridiculous prices and they would sell.
Yeah.
And people didn't understand, and I've been doing this since 2004 and I've seen different cycles, the buyers determine value.
Yeah, they're the ones that pay us. They pay us.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not appraisers. It's not real estate agents. It's not the sellers. It's not the government that determines the value of real estate. It's a ready, willing, and able buyer.
Right.
And everybody's like, well, the buyers are plentiful. There's so many. There's a huge supply of buyers. Then I can just go out there and I can ignore them and I can push up the price and make them bid against each other and get them fighting and get the most out of every single deal. Nobody is more guilty than me. Nobody's more guilty than me.
We've all done
and my
it, yeah.
disposition manager, Jeremy, we made a great amount. Mm-hmm. We were averaging over $50,000 a deal up until the middle of this year.
Right.
Now we're at $25,000 a deal.
Yeah, it's changed
and
for a lot
so
of people.
And so I know that was long-winded, but I really wanted to build this up because I'm really excited to have you in here so that people, because I think this is one of the biggest fears that people have is talking to people that have money, that are quote unquote rich, that are richer than you. You know, you're some 20-year-old kid getting started in this. You're looking at a 57-year-old man that flips properties and has all this money and you're kind of nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So help us get over those nerves.
You know what? Honestly, like you probably heard this many times, but you just got to go for it. I mean, those people want to talk to you. They want you to find a deal for them. Do you think that 57-year-old man wants to be hitting those phones?
No.
Not even close. He doesn't even want to look through his email list.
Right.
He doesn't. Because, you know, you said it right. Like for the last 2 years, we've been abusing them. And I've talked to a lot of my buyers and they're like, hey, we're coming back for you guys. That's what they've been telling me. Hey, these wholesalers, they're going to feel the pain because they've been like raking us over the coals. So many buyers have lost out on deals that were ready to go. And then someone's, you know, like pushing them up a little higher where they lost the deal.
Yep.
So that's exactly what's going on. They want to, you know, get us and get good deals now. They want great deals. So what's going on right now?
They expect great deals. They won't even look at deals that they used to before. And I'm talking really good deals.
Yes.
I mean, we have locked up some really, really good deals that we couldn't move over the last, you know, couple months that were perfect. I mean, the numbers made sense, but the buyers, all of a sudden, they wanted 85% minus repairs. Now they want 70% minus repairs.
Yeah. I talked to my hard money lender. He's like, I mean, I'll buy anything at 65%, you know, minus repairs, minus your wholesale fee. And I'm like, they're really going low. And so are the hard money. The people lending to the hard money lenders are trying to be more cautious too.
Sure.
So it's going down the line. You really just have to have those relationships with those buyers because, you know, what people were doing is they were using platforms like Constant Contact and just blasting out deals and believing or hoping that, you know, people would just read the email,
right?
Now buyers are like, I'm not looking at that, or I don't have the time, or this wholesaler has been raking me over the coals for the last years.
Mm-hmm.
He's never given me good deals. I don't want to look at that anymore. So I specifically focus on, I call it the painless wholesaling method, right? Because my name's Nathan Payne. So instead of me, you know, blasting out to, I got over 1.5 million buyers. Everybody can find a buyer's list. It's not hard.
Yeah.
But it's the relationships that are going to get it done right now. Mm-hmm. And I know this because, you know, a week ago, someone reached out to me and said, hey, man, I'm trying to sell this deal, right? And he had previously email blasted it to a bunch of buyers in Utah. No one had responded. So I said, okay, let me look at it, ran the numbers. I called one of my top buyers that I'm cool with. And I said, hey, I got a deal. I think you should look at it. And I brought up the address and he's like, oh, I have that one on my email list. Is this the one I looked at? I just didn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. I said, you need to look at it again. It's a good deal. He's working with me now. And you know, I think it's a good deal. Check it out. He's like, okay, let me check it out. Then I said, what would you pay for it? He told me his number. So I went back to the wholesaler, said, hey, this is where my buyer needs to be. I need my fee in there, but we can get it done in 7 days.
Sure.
He said, okay.
Yeah.
An email that got sent to him that he looked at, he didn't take action on because he didn't know. First of all, he didn't know this guy because he was out of the market. And second of all, he didn't want to even take call about it, I guess, you know, but it took me in the relationship getting him to do it for me to make 10K in about 3 hours of work.
When I started out in 2013 doing wholesale, you had to pick up the phone and call investors.
Yeah.
At the very minimum, text them if they didn't answer, but you called them anyway to get a deal sold. It wasn't that you just put it out on a list and blast it out and all of a sudden it got sold. Right. You had to really put it in front of them on a silver platter and say, what do you think about this deal? And we're back at those times.
I honestly like those times because I can have 10 to 20 people I'm really cool with.
Yep.
And if I see a deal and that some other wholesalers aren't willing to put in that work and just call somebody, I'll call them and I'll get it done. And it won't take me any time. And, you know, they'll JV with me because I got the guy ready to go.
So let's start with this. How do you find those 10 to 20 and what do you say to them?
That's a good question. So I actually have like an outline that I've created that shows every step to finding, you know, the five different types of buyers, you know, whether it's landlords, hedge funds, flippers. I call wholesalers buyers too, right? Because they have lists. Mm-hmm. And what else is there? I think it's, you know, landlords. I don't think I said landlords.
Landlords, hedge funds, wholesalers, flippers.
And there was one more. I'd have to look at my outline. Yeah. But anyway, those are the four or five. I'll have to figure out the fifth, but the different types you can go for. And depending on what kind you're looking for, you know, it just the strategy is different, right? So if like you're looking for wholesalers that you can JV with, I actually use a wholesaler in my network. Well, they'll take 30% and I get 70% and they take care of everything. Mm-hmm. So if I call my 20 buyers and nobody bites, and I'm just like, hey, how about you? You try it. I'll take 70%. You take 30 if you dispo it. So it just makes it easy. I don't have to worry about that process. But if you want to work with wholesalers, super easy. You just look in Facebook groups and just say, hey, looking to network with some wholesalers, you know, big players. Easy.
Oh, it's easy to find us.
Oh, it's easy. You know, or Google ads, you know, obviously you're going to click on their ad. They're probably going to pay some money, but you can reach out to them.
Yep.
Our RIAs. Now, if you want landlords, I mean, usually you can just call off of Zillow listings, rentals. I mean, those are landlords that have rentals. They're trying to currently, you know, find tenants for.
Right.
So you call them, say, hey, you looking for some more rentals in the area? That's how you'd find landlords. I mean, there's so many different strategies, but the flippers, I like using batch leads. I mean, me and you talk about that. Cash buyers list, super easy. I actually talk to my title lady. I say, hey, Christina, who's actively buying right now? Because I know you're funding a lot of deals. Who's still doing deals? Mm-hmm. She gives me four or five people I call. They're consistently in the market looking for deals. So I use that. I use my hard money lender. I say, hey, Matt, who's still asking you to fund deals? Let me call them.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to find
it. But if you had never talked to this hard money lender, if you had never done a deal with a title company, you know what I mean? Are you just reaching out to the people that you find on batch? Let's say you don't even have batch leads.
Yeah, yeah.
Because batch leads is, it's a service. It's you pay for that. It's a paid platform. Say you didn't have any of those. I mean, would you reach out on Zillow with current properties that are obviously flips because they're staged 100%. Beautiful and there's no food in the pantry and no clothes in the closet type of thing?
Yeah, you know, I'm assuming you use a strategy. Like if you have a property, in order to find a buyer, you would just look at Zillow and see any listings, any agents listing any flips that look like it's flipped. Call that agent and say, hey, look, I flip in the area, but I also come across a lot of leads that don't work for me, a lot of properties. Do you have any buyers that I can bring deals to that I can assign to you? Maybe I'll pay your commission. And if they're cool with it, I actually had that call today that I was showing you. I called this agent in Galveston. I said, hey, look, I come across a lot of properties that don't meet my criteria that I don't want to flip. Do you have any investors that I could send these to and we could work together and I could pay your commission, like do a wholesale?
Yeah.
And she was not interested, but that's okay. A lot of them are. They don't understand the process, but you're going to find some of those that may understand and they're going to be like, yeah, sure. I have great buyers. If you got a deal, bring it my way. So that's what I would do if you were brand new, didn't have any money. Just look for agents have listed flip properties and just say, hey, look, I have some good opportunities I come across that you know, if I don't want to flip them, you can say that. Like if you've never flipped it, probably say, hey, if I don't want to flip it, can I bring it to your buyer and you take a commission,
yep,
you know, by connecting us.
Yep.
So that's one of the ways I would do it. And again, I have relationships with my hard money lender and title company, but I guarantee you, if you just call an investor friendly title company that you find, you go to Facebook group and say, hey, what's the best title company everybody works with here?
Right.
They give it to you. You call and say, hey, look, I'm new to wholesaling. I know you guys represent a lot of flippers in the area. I find deals all the time. Who can I call?
Yeah.
They're going to give you their top people just because they want to do more deals, right? They, yep, want to close more transactions at their title company. So that's what I would do. I mean, the list goes on. I have all laid out.
Sure. Well, then if you're going to do the painless wholesale method, some people call it reverse wholesaling, right? You find out what the buyers want and then you go after it.
Exactly.
And this is genius. This is so critical. If you're in a tough market right now and you're finding some opportunities, but you're not getting them sold, it's because you don't know what the buyers are buying.
Exactly.
And you're one conversation from finding a phenomenal buyer in your market,
right,
to build that relationship with. So if you don't have any deals,
mm-hmm,
or you do have some deals, but they're not interested in your deals, what do you need to be able to get the criteria to know what they're looking for?
Yeah, simple. I create a Google form. It's,
yep,
free. Just if anybody that has a Gmail has a drive,
because, yeah,
it's linked, it comes with a Gmail account. You just go to forms in Google and you can create a Google form and have simple questions that you would want your buyer to answer. What are you looking for? What areas do you buy in? What price range? How many beds and baths? Just like the criteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you guys that information if you need it, but it's basically you would want to ask what they're looking for, and then you go find it, whether it's on the MLS, whether it's other wholesalers listings, Craigslist, eBay. There's so many free ways to go look for deals. That's kind of what I do. Is I, you know, I'm working and an email comes across.
Did you say eBay?
eBay.
What do you mean eBay?
You know, you can get deals on eBay. I swear. Yeah. I was talking to one of the flippers in my market and he's like, hey, I just flipped a house off of eBay. I'm telling you. That's what
It was just listed on eBay.
Yeah,
and was it an auction or was it just like a buy now?
I honestly don't. I didn't go that deep into
it.
But he said he got deals. So the point is you can find deals anywhere, and,
yeah,
you just got to look. So I'm sitting on my computer, I'm working, and I get an email from a wholesaler that says Springville, for example, in Utah, Springville listing, you know, fix and flip. So I'm like, you know, John, my buyer, John loves Springville.
Yeah.
Let me call him. Hey, John, there's this property. I don't know if you got the email yet, but it's listed for $350. What would you buy it for? And I'll go get it for you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, if you can get this thing for $340 or whatever he says, I'll buy it from you.
Awesome.
I call the wholesaler.
I love that conversation. Say that again. So you're asking him.
What do you pay? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's the address.
Say, hey, you probably already have this in your email, but I'm bringing it to your attention because I can go get it for you. Okay. So then I have that conversation with that wholesaler. That wholesaler is going to want to take the done deal that I can get to him right now,
yep,
than just, you know, do a showing, hopefully get, because he's not going to have a bidding war right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I go call that wholesaler, say, look, I have a buyer I'm working with. Let's get this thing done. He's already ready to go, but it's at $335, whatever. Mm-hmm. My fee's baked in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just say, hey, I'm bringing them. I'm not making a fee, but I need you to cut me in, you know, $3,000-$5,000.
Yeah.
So then it's just up to the wholesaler to be like, okay, let's do it. But usually I have relationships with these wholesalers where I tell them, hey, I can just get this done. You don't have to make the legwork and do the calls.
Oh, I love it.
I can get you these deals done.
You know, how many buyers do you have that you know this well?
I have like 12.
Perfect.
12.
I love, okay, that.
And I don't think you need to have 20 or 40 or 50. I think that's where people get this
wrong. If you
have
12 buyers buying right now on a consistent basis, you're like, dude, the strongest wholesaler in the market.
And that's
no,
the key.
I mean, honestly, yeah, we looked at it. I mean, we get all the stats. We have the data scientists look at everything in our market. And it went from 4,500 investor cash purchases a month,
mm-hmm,
here in our county, Maricopa County, Phoenix, greater Phoenix area, to 1,000 to 700.
Yeah.
A month.
No, I get
700
it.
From 45.
Yeah.
And if you look at that, you can look at some of these, the buyers that are really buying,
mm-hmm,
there's only 100 left.
Yeah.
Like that are really doing it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And you know how I found those ones? I mean, there's all these different strategies, but I went straight to the hard money lenders and, mm-hmm, I went straight to the title companies. And I said, who's still closing with you guys,
yeah,
and who's still asking for hard money? Because that to me is the fastest way to find out who's legit. I don't call
You think
through.
They're only going to give you that answer because you have a relationship with them?
That's a good question.
Like if I threw you into my market and, yeah, had you call a hard money lender in my market, do you think that you could get it out of them who you should be sending the deals to?
I think the way I would have that conversation, they would come across that this guy is skilled, yeah, right? But if you're a noob and you don't know how to have that conversation, you're stuttering.
Well, give him the goods.
Give him the goods?
Yeah, I mean, what would you say?
Let's role play.
Okay. I'm the hard money lender. So you're very rich.
You're brand new. So you drop me in Arizona.
Yes, okay? And I'm the hard money lender.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Chadsworth.
Chadsworth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, Chadsworth, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
Oh, this is Nathan Payne. Nice to meet you.
Do we know each other?
I don't know you, but I've been referred to you because I heard you're the hard money lender to go to in the area.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Yep. So, yeah, listen, I've been having a ton of properties that come across that I can't currently buy.
Yep.
But I'm looking for the buyers that are currently buying, and I know you fund a lot of guys.
Do you wholesaler?
I do wholesale and I do fix and flip. So I'd love for you to, you know, fund me if I want to flip one of these, but I was just calling to see if you have any, this is a little harder than I thought, but no, I was calling to see if you have any flippers that you fund that you still lend private money to.
I work with the best buyers in town.
Who's still buying?
I'm Chadsworth Cunningham. Everybody comes to me for money.
No, I'm assuming. That's why I got your information.
By the way, I am being completely ridiculous here. No hard money lender talks
yeah,
like
no,
this.
No, no.
Everybody
sure.
would be like, yeah, what's going on?
So,
yeah.
So I would just be like, hey, look, I'm just trying to wholesale some of my deals and I'd love for you to get some business and me to be able to wholesale. And I would be open and honest and just being transparent. Look,
100%.
I got some deals and I need to move them. Who do you know that's still buying that I can send some deals to? These are good deals. It's just, I can't, right now, I don't have the relationships with the buyers that are still buying the market.
So open-ended question. Mm-hmm. Who do you know, right?
Who do you know?
Wonderful, right? We got to really, really work on open-ended questions. Who, what, when, why, how? Who, what, when, why, how? You open that up, you're going to get the conversation flowing. And if somebody is a driver type that I'm trying to be like, kind of pompous, then it opens up, it pulls down their force field and they start having, you know.
And what I tried to do with this role play, which role plays are you know, they're interesting.
No, you crushed it. Absolutely loved it. But I think that the important thing is you want to do business with this person.
And I would try to, you know, pump you up because we don't know each other. So I was trying to say, hey, you're the go-to guy.
You're
the guy that I've been hearing all about. And, you know, just make, you don't know me, but, you know, I try to make you feel like, feel good. So now at least if there was a wall up, you feel like, hey, you know, this guy respects me or he likes me. So that's the first thing I would do is just be like, hey, I heard you're the go-to guy or you're the one that, you know, funds a lot of deals. I have a lot of deals, but I'm struggling to find the buyers that are still active in this market because of the shift. I was wondering if you have anybody that's buying right now.
Yeah. Right. Love it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would add, and it's something that I've done when I was starting out, which I noticed was a lot of the times when I would reach out to the cash buyers, they were the hard money guys. Okay. I didn't realize it because they're like, yeah, I'll commit to that deal. Mm-hmm. But they were wholesalers.
Yeah.
But they were also hard money lenders. Mm-hmm. So they had the ability to close. And they were, so something that I like saying is, can I bring these deals to you? I don't want to bug you though. I don't want to send you a bunch of stuff that you think is garbage. Is there a way to get this filtered? Is there somebody that I should bring this to that maybe they see something that they want to do? Somebody in your buyer base that you can connect me with that I can bring these to? You know what I mean? Or do I just bring it to you and you see if it's a deal for your clients?
Right.
Right.
And what was the response usually? Were they like, no, just
loved it.
They loved it.
Okay. Loved it. They always wanted me to bring it to them.
Okay.
Bring it to me and we'll sell it to, we'll bring it to our people. Because they want to add 1,000, 2,000 to that. But now you've got a buyer that you're bringing it to and it's working out.
And really what it comes down to is you just need to, if you're brand new, you need to understand what people are buying.
Yeah.
And what's happened over the last years is people have just been locking up trash and being able to sell it. Now they are locking up trash still and they can't sell it and they're spending their marketing dollars. They're wasting the seller's time, losing confidence, losing trust. When I don't even have the house under contract half the time and it just takes a phone call. Yeah. I'm talking to this lady in North Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And before I even get her under contract, I call my buyer and say, hey, I'm working with this lady. I'm about to get her under contract, but I just need to know where you would be.
Yep.
You know, just so I kind of have a good idea. I'd probably be around 210. Okay. So I know just from what he said, she's unrealistic.
Yeah.
So my conversation with her is better than if I was like just randomly like, oh yeah, I can do 225.
Right.
Well, I know that's a little unrealistic from what my buyer's saying. So I call her back and I say, you know, I understand you want that much, but you know, the market right now, it's not letting your properties like yours and your condition do that. So it just gives you power, right?
Yeah.
It gives you more confidence on the phone.
Yep.
And it takes, you know, my buyer loves when I call him.
So what should the goal be? How many buyers?
I think you should get 10.
10.
10 buyers.
That's the goal. How long should it take?
I think it should take you a week to get that many submissions on your Google form.
1 week?
I think
you could find 10 legit buyers in a week.
I think you...
If I dropped you in any market.
Guaranteed.
Anywhere.
Guaranteed. Because that's all, you know, that'd be the first thing I have to do in that market. I was, you know, I love Jerry Norton. I love Pace, all those guys, but they did a YouTube video and they said, if you got dropped off in Alaska, Jerry, Pace asked Jerry, what's the first thing you would do? And Jerry said, I would go on the MLS and start looking for deals, right? Yeah. So I was like, I disagree. I wouldn't do that. First thing I would do is I'd find out what people are buying in Alaska.
Yeah.
Because what if you go on the MLS, start making tons of calls, finally get something after a week or two, and then you find out no one buys that in that area.
Right.
So I actually did this on my live. I called agents in Alaska before and I got a hold of a lady and she was like, there's no fix and flip market here. Anything that you get under contract in Anchorage, it moves. It doesn't have to be flipped because there's really low inventory. So if you're going on, if Jerry or
anybody.
And
they get paid to live there, I think.
Yeah. I mean.
Because of the pipeline.
Dude, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But if you go there with the mentality of like, I got to find a really distressed house, you're going to be calling forever in Anchorage. But now I know, okay, I just need to find something that's somewhat discounted, that's desirable in this area from talking to her, and it's a deal. So I saved all that time by just knowing what people buy out there. And it's totally different from market to market.
Yeah.
And in Anchorage, I mean, who would know that like that place is not a very big fix and flip area. It's just, I wouldn't know that. But
no, but you do with one conversation.
One call.
You do from just picking up the phone and calling somebody that's been an expert in that area for that long.
Exactly.
Yeah. I stumble and fumble on a lot of those calls. I'll just pick it up. Because my whole thought is early on in my career, I wouldn't make the call, Nathan, because I would hallucinate the conversation in my head.
Right.
And then I would just, that would prevent me from making the call. Right. Because I already knew the outcome.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So now what I do is I don't even think about it. I just call and I just, with my tone, I just start trying to ask questions. And like you said, you know, you really build it up. I hear you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I see your Google review. I'm literally looking at your Google reviews.
Your picture looks great.
So you look fantastic. Oh, that was when I was young, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm really looking to find some cash buyers. It looks like you work with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have cash buyers that are buying and flipping or buying and holding right now? Like, what's the strategy right now in this market?
Yeah, exactly. Like right now, I know the market shifted a little
bit. Open-ended question.
Exactly.
And then it goes bananas.
And it's fun. So we just recently just got to know each other a little bit better, but I came from the door-to-door industry. So I used to just.
Which one?
Well, I did Dish Network for 6-7 years. I would knock on doors.
Gosh.
So before that.
Bro, that is.
Well, before that, you know, I'm LDS Mormon. Yeah. So I knocked
on. You did that before.
2 years for talking about Jesus and then 6 years of doing door to door. So I'll call anybody, anywhere, anytime. Like I'll call someone right now. It's not a big deal. And I think that's when people can get over that. They'll have great relationships because people want you to call them.
Yep.
If someone could call me right now, that's a whole series. Like, look, I'm going to go look in this area for you for deals and I'll call you if I have some.
Done.
Great. I love that. Done. Thank you.
That'd anybody awesome. In Salt Lake, reach out to Nathan. If you need some help selling your deals, reach out to him. If you're in Phoenix, you know where to reach me. Brent@wholesalinginc.com. There you go. No.
That's it. And that's actually really interesting you say that because there was a student of Jerry's that had a deal and they put it out on Facebook, right? Like I tell you, I look at my emails, I look at Facebook and they said, hey, I'm looking for a buyer for this deal. I call them.
Yep.
They're too high. I tell them where they need to be. They get it low enough. Now we're making 25K together.
Love
and
it.
I, how many calls did I have to make? Maybe two or three to my buyer for him to go walk it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's better than spending, you know, all that money, all that time trying to negotiate. I haven't even talked to the seller, don't know the agent, but the deal's getting done. So
awesome.
Easy.
So you go from door knocking to real estate?
Yeah.
Right away?
Yeah.
And did you realize that the buyers had the power in the transaction?
Not even
close. When you started?
Nope, not at all. So this buyer, understanding the power of the buyer has been something I've like known for about a year or two, but now it's more important than ever.
Right.
Because you know what InvestorLift and a lot of these other platforms, like they work really well, right? Over the last 2 years where you could just blast stuff and people would do it, but now it's
white noise.
Yeah, it's white noise.
Yeah.
And no one's looking at that stuff. So what happened is I was doing door to door and I was tired of moving every summer to Texas, Illinois, Indiana to go knock in these smaller towns where they needed satellite TV. So I was like, man, I got to make good money, but stay. I got married. I got to stay in Utah. So I said, let's go into real estate. My business partner had done it in college. So I said, dude, let's quit our jobs. Let's just go right into this. And the mentality was grind, grind, grind towards finding leads.
Like, sure.
So that's all we did. Knock, knock.
Lead generation.
So for the first 2 or 3 years, we were just pumping money. We were just knocking doors. And this way I'm telling you about right now requires little to no marketing spend, little to no time. I mean, you obviously you need the time to cultivate your buyers and have that relationship. But once you get those, you just got to look for a couple hours. And I actually have my VAs, I'm training them to look for me. Mm-hmm. So now if they see something good, they just say, hey, Nate.
What, on like somebody else's deals?
All over those platforms, like hey, AJ, scour the Facebook groups in Utah. If you see anything, let me know.
Any deals
and analyze them, right? Look at all the wholesaler deals
you
that are
coming. You taught your VA had a comp?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing, right? I'm just looking. So now it's, hey, you go look, send me anything that passes the sniff test.
Yeah.
And I'll call the buyers and see what they want to pay.
Love it. So, and then you go to the wholesaler.
I go to the wholesaler and say, hey, man, I got something for you. You know,
that is genius in this market.
Yeah.
Because they're just sitting there.
They're just sitting
wholesalers
there.
Will take anything.
Well, and the thing is, the wholesalers
depending on the deal. Depending on the deal.
And the wholesalers don't really want, let's say they have five contracts.
Right.
They don't really want to call 20 people on each five contracts, right? If that's one dispo guy. But if I can analyze out of those that come through and call on a couple of them, mm-hmm. that doesn't take too much of my time. Right. But I think that the disposition guys, that they're really not trying. I don't want to say they're not trying to do that, but probably they're not. They lack the relationships, right?
Yep.
Especially if you do nationwide. Good luck having 20 relationships in 10 different markets or 20 or whatever you're doing. So.
Love it. How can people get a hold of you? How can people get into your world? I know Batch TV.
Yeah,
Batch. You're on there every, what day?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Yeah.
Is it live or recorded or
so
what?
So I go live in their Facebook group, Batch TV.
Okay.
And then, so I go live there, but then they put it on their YouTube channel, Batch TV.
Love it.
I think every Thursday.
So people can chat with you.
Yeah, they can chat with me. So I go live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard.
Yeah, so 12 Arizona time.
Okay. East Coast is the easiest, right?
Yeah, so East Coast, what would that be? That'd be 3 o'clock East Coast, Eastern Standard Time. I go live. I mean, we both know Tom Kroll. I've been going live. My goal is to go live every day for 100 days.
Love it.
So, I mean, you're going to reach me if you go to my Facebook group. But
your Facebook group?
So my Facebook, I got to change his name. It's Wholesaling Acquisitions Manager Mastery. It's too much. So Wholesaling Acquisitions Manager Mastery. And my goal was to teach people how to master the acquisitions manager process.
Love
InvestorThrive.com and my YouTube channel, Nathan Payne.
Love it.
You can reach me pretty much anywhere. Trying to be like you, just blast, be everywhere, omnipresent.
Well, I think that this was an incredibly valuable podcast because it's really, really, really important that people listen to what you're saying. Go find the deals that are getting blasted out there. Put it in front of your trusted buyers and figure it out. Are you going to make $50,000 a deal? No.
No.
Probably not. Can you make five?
Yeah.
Can you make two? Can you do it six times a week? You know what I mean?
It was really interesting. I brought this, one of my buyers, a deal that wasn't that good of a deal, right?
Yeah.
He didn't think it was that good a deal. So I said, look, I know it's not that good of a deal for you, but I want you to just take it.
Yep.
Just take it the price. My fee doesn't even matter. He says, hey man, I want you to be a part of it. Can I get you? Let's do an equity split. Let's give you 40% of the flip or 30% of the flip after I flipped it. Is that mm-hmm. cool? Mm-hmm. I'm like, look, man, I just wanted to get you a deal. If you want to do that, great. So the cool thing about it is it's like a go-giver mentality. You're really just trying to help your buyers at this point and bring them good deals.
That's it.
And by doing that, they're going to love you and respect you and be like, yo, this Nate guy, he ain't trying to make 50K on it. He's just trying to get, you know, 5K on 10 deals. I mean, with low overhead, what, you're bringing home 40,000?
Right.
That's change. I mean, that's great.
Nice.
That's nice.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some VAs, what is the overhead on some VAs? Maybe like 1,000, 2,000 a month with some software.
I mean,
That's a low cost business.
Well, you're in the 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Nathan,
exactly.
Thank you so much for being on here. Guys, check him out. You can't miss him. Just Google him, search for him in Facebook, search for him on Batch TV, go to his Facebook group.
That YouTube.
It's absolutely
too.
Incredible. YouTube as well. Check it out. That is awesome. Yeah. And really start implementing it because it's going to be really, 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 really important. And if you're interested in joining the most proactive community in real estate investing, in real estate wholesaling, it is the Rhino Tribe. It is the TTP coaching program. Go to wholesalinginc.com, wholesalinginc.com. Check out what it's all about. Check out the community. Check out the incredible people in it. Check out what it's all about. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. And I look forward to working with you. And that's it. I sign off, as I always do, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wholesale Hotline. Join me every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Arizona time on the Brent Daniels YouTube channel to answer any questions that you have about wholesaling, real estate investing, and building wealth. I will see you there. And as always, I encourage you to go out there and talk to people.
See ya. Love you.